I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss, I'ma shine like glass. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss, I'ma shine like glass. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss.
Okay, y'all. So the secret phrase of this episode is Oppenheim wine. But I want to ask Poodle. Poodle, if I'm in a public place with you, what alcohol name do I need to say to you to get you to tell you I need, or what would you say to me, alcohol, to tell me you want to leave the conversation?
It would be Kim Crawford.
That's your
wait. You say Kim Crawford all the time when I'm talking to you.
Yeah. But it's what at a fancy event no one would ever say, and yes, you would like it. So,
this is Selling Sunset season 7. Which episode, Poodle? Say it all.
It is called Cabo San Loco.
No, it's Selling Sunset season 7, Selling episode
Sunset,
7.
Selling Sunset season 7, episode 7. Sibilant.
We finally got there. I do enjoy the name
Cabo San Loco.
And actually, the next episode is called Oppenheim Wine.
That's my new theatrical warm up. Oppenheim Wine. Red leather, yellow leather.
It does sound like that.
Oppenheim Wine.
I just might hijack that. If you and I are ever in a conversation, I was like, let's go get some Oppenheim wine. I forgot they make it. It's got to be terrible. We should try it.
Oh, no, there have been jokes before about how bad it is.
We should try it. We should get a bottle and try it.
Why?
I don't know. Although I would really now know my palate's way more discerning.
Yeah, I'm so sophisticated.
Well, I went last night to my friend Deb here in Santa Barbara. We went to a winery last night and did a little flight, and we did a tasting, met this wonderful woman named Julia who helped us, and it was great.
You were in bed by 9:45?
10. It was great.
Sounds like a wild time. Did you wear linen?
No, it was a little chilly at night, so I had to bring a shawl that was more of a heavier cotton. Here's this, though. If this isn't a kicker, so I meet this woman. She's work at this shop, this cute little shop called Westward General in Santa Barbara.
And none of this is real.
It's great. I bought some soaps and some oil and some decorative things. That doesn't matter.
You're just going to start solving mysteries.
Oh my God.
But you'd get it wrong because you couldn't remember the person's name.
God, that's what I want. I want to solve mysteries in Santa Barbara.
But you'd say, what's your name again? I'm sorry.
That's now what I want. Sissies, what should my Santa Barbara mystery show be called? Let us know. Anyway, what I was going to say is, so this woman that I met, she's like, well, I go to LA all the time, and I have my best friend lives in LA. And I said, where? And she told me her best friend in all of Los Angeles lives 2 buildings down from me. That's weird. Now, that's a weird thing, right? So then we started talking about past lives and